This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Guajolote Ranch is a controversial proposed residential development in northwest Bexar County near Gray Forest and Helotes that has sparked significant opposition to concerns about its potential impact on the Edwards Aquifer. The development planned by Lennar Homes would consist of about 3,000 houses and include a wastewater treatment plant. Concerns center around the potential for the treated wastewater to contaminate the Edwards Aquifer, San Antonio's primary source of drinking water, and negatively affect the Helotes Creek watershed. Local residents oppose the permitting of the wastewater treatment facility and were joined by Michael Phillips. He's a member of the Scenic Loop Helotes Creek Alliance and also a member of the Gray Forest City Council. And Michael Phillips, welcome to The Source.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me on.
Our phone lines are open. If you live out there and you are concerned about this development, or you live anywhere in San Antonio, if you drink some of that Edwards Aquifer water, are you concerned about what is happening with this ranch development and what should happen moving forward? And who could possibly impact this decision to permit this wastewater treatment plant? The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. So, Michael Phillips, what is going on here?
Well, we have a developer coming in from out of state that is trying to build some homes. And the issue isn't that they're building homes necessarily. It's where they're trying to put this development. They're putting it over a very sensitive area, over some karst geography. And this geography allows water to infiltrate the Trinity Glen Rose and Edwards Aquifers very, very quickly. This runoff is going to include some chemicals, some forever chemicals, that the wastewater treatment facility, the proposed wastewater treatment facility, cannot filter, cannot clean. And this water will go eventually into the Edwards Aquifer and affect the drinking water for 1.7 million San Antonians across 13 counties, you know.
So we just don't let people build wastewater treatment plants willy-nilly. There's a process and a procedure. The TCEQ is licensed these things. So if the developer moves forward and they follow the process and they do all the right permitting and they say all the right things and hire the right lawyers, you know, then they get approved, right?
That is correct. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's right and doesn't mean it's the right thing for the city of San Antonio and for Bexar County.
So wastewater treatment, you're saying, okay, it's treated, but it's still not clean?
Correct. So it's treated to a certain standard, but the standards are old and it's not based on the best science available.
Yeah. So, and then that goes into, help me understand how this is going to impact the drinking water of San Antonio. Just walk me through that.
Yes, sir. So the water will be treated and it's dumped into a dry wash, eventually goes into Helotes Creek and makes its way through the karst, through the geography, into the groundwater, into the Trinity Glen Rose, which then filters through into the Edwards Aquifer. So this water is treated to a certain standard and it removes E. coli. And this is when, by the way, when the wastewater treatment facility is working as it should, and they don't always. So this water is treated to a certain standard, but it does not remove a great number of other contaminants. It doesn't remove the PFAS, the PFOS, these what are called forever chemicals. It doesn't remove over-the-counter drugs. Doesn't remove illicit drugs. Doesn't remove hormones, all the things that are in the natural stream when you have developments like this in the household waste. And furthermore, it doesn't even treat or affect the kinds of runoff you get from households, right? So herbicides, chemicals, the kind of runoff.
I understand there's this question about the too much nutrients in the water.
That as well. So even perfectly treated wastewater will contain phosphorus and ammonia and things like that that affect the drinking water and will that is water that is pumped into the streams will have algal blooms and affect the quality of the water for the local flora and fauna and kill off the fish and the wildlife in the streams.
So the concern is, like, we don't want that in the Edwards Aquifer. I mean, isn't the aquifer cleaned?
Principally, two things. Principally, we don't want that in, for instance, Helotes Creek, because we have right there in Gray Forest, we have a beautiful water spots. We have the swimming hole, and we have bass and perch in there, and the algal blooms will kill off this resource that Gray Forest citizens have enjoyed for decades. Second of all, the water that gets into the Edwards Aquifer. So we have a wonderful resource in the Edwards Aquifer, and the water in there is very, very clean. And frankly, it is minimally treated. That's how blessed the city is, the county is. It's minimally treated. It's lightly fluoridated, lightly chlorinated, and then pumped out. There is no other treatment than that. As this treated, lightly treated effluent is pumped into there, it's free of E. coli, and it's, at best, it's free of these treatments, these contaminants that a typical wastewater treatment facility will treat. It is not treating and eliminating the PFOS, the PFAS, the fentanyl, the over-the-counter medicines, all these other things that these wastewater treatment facilities do not eliminate.
Estrogen.
All of these things, and again, the herbicides, the chemicals that people spray onto their lawns and things like that, as it gets into the Edwards Aquifer, it's going to bioaccumulate and it's going to build up over time. And that is what people will be drinking as SAWS pumps that out into their pipes.
All right, so let's go to a caller. Our number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. We have Steve on the line. And Steve, you live in Helotes and you're concerned?
I lived in Helotes for 30 years and watched the Helotes Creek run and flow with the rainfall. But what I think they ought to do is clean that water up enough they can pump it back into their own water system for people to drink and use rather than dump it in the creek.
All right, Steve. Thank you for that. So the issue is, though, what can you force anyone to do in Texas? We do have requirements and licensing and permitting. And so can that be something that would be required to this developer, Lennar? Or is this, if they meet the minimum requirements for the water treatment plant, then that's what they're going to get. So, you really can't force them to.
No, you cannot.
And they're following the law. I just want to underline and highlight the fact that Lennar Homes is following the law.
And that is a concern, and that is something that our group is going to, whatever the outcome of this issue, our group is going to continue to work with TCEQ and to say, hey, there is an issue. The laws, as they are currently written, are not addressing the problems with the TCEQ permitting process, which is, it does allow these chemicals to be dumped into the waterways. It is an issue. Right now, our critical issue is moving this development. Now, again, we like to emphasize, we believe in development. Texas deserves development, that we deserve jobs, Texans deserve homes. This is just not the right place for this development. Over this critically fragile watershed, this is not the right place for this development.
Is there another way? I mean, couldn't they just use the San Antonio's water system, wastewater treatment system?
So that was considered and rejected because of the geography of the development. It would require too many lifting stations to move the sewage to the next treatment plant. And these lifting stations are deemed inadequate. They're actually worse than a treatment facility. They're very leaky and unreliable. So that was deemed a no-go right from the start by SAWS.
But if this permit is denied, which... That's up in the air, right? We're still waiting to see?
Yeah, we anticipate that being decided in late August, early September.
Okay, so if it's denied by the TCEQ, Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, that they then there's no, it's a no-go on this housing subdivision, or they have to really scroll back on how many homes they're going to allow.
That is my understanding.
All right, so basically you're saying by opposing the water treatment plant, you're opposing this 3,000 homes that are being proposed for this region.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So how would that change life out there in that part of the county? If all those homes were built.
Oh, if all those homes were built, it would be a tremendous impact on the area. Ignoring for a second the impact on the watershed and the ultimate impact on the Edwards Aquifer, just focusing on the amount of homes and the cars going in there. So 2,900 homes, 3,000 homes would equate to 6,000 to 9,000 cars going into that area daily. Right now, Scenic Loop Road and Babcock, they're two-lane roads. They are already overwhelmed with about 5,000 cars daily. Gray Forest did a traffic impact study not too long ago. We have 5,000 cars going through Gray Forest daily on a two-lane road. The city's overwhelmed. Right now, adding 6 to 9,000 cars daily going through there on a two-lane road, they're county does not have all of the right-of-way it needs to expand Scenic Loop Road. They do have the right-of-way on Babcock, is my understanding. They just don't have the budgets aren't programmed in. The funds are not programmed in the budget for the next decade. They just don't have the money to expand the road. So right now, the road's already overwhelmed. Adding 6,000 to 9,000 cars daily on the two-lane road is just going to be a nightmare for traffic getting in and out of there.
This is an unincorporated area?
Yeah, correct.
And so they would not have a municipal government that would be able to,
correct,
you know, make all these infrastructure investments.
Correct.
And if you're counting on the county to step in, the county's already overwhelmed with development that's already here right now.
Correct.
And the county does have a voice in this process as well. If the TCEQ does approve the permitting for this wastewater treatment plant, then the county would have to vote on whether or not they're going to allow this taxing procedure to pay for this. I want to get into that when we come back from the break. And so and whether or not that would be an area where people who are opposed to this plan could maybe pressure the Bexar County commissioners to not allow that to move forward. And then it would go to the city of San Antonio. They would have a voice because this is in the extraterrestrial jurisdiction, ETJ. And so anyway, there's a lot of other questions, a lot of things that have to be brought up and concerns about how this is impacting the entirety of the San Antonio region, people who depend upon the aquifer and keeping that aquifer clean. Our number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. The Source continues right after this.
Support for the Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
This is Ashley Alvarado, President and CEO of Texas Public Radio. The recent defunding of public media was a serious blow to TPR and stations across the country. But when we turned to you, you rose to the challenge, and your response was extraordinary. Thanks to your generosity, our emergency fundraising drive was a powerful reminder of the strength of our community. You showed just how deeply you value independent journalism, classical music, and the role TPR plays in bringing us together. Defunded? Yes. Defeated? Never. But our work is far from over. You can still give at tpr.org/resiliency, and every gift strengthens our future. Thank you for being the heart and the hope of TPR.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. With me in the studio, Michael Phillips. He's a member of the Scenic Loop Elotus Creek Alliance. He's also a member of the Gray Forest City Council. He's here to raise our awareness of a plan to build the Guadalote Ranch development, and they are proposing a wastewater treatment plant so that they can build all of these homes, 3,000 homes. And what that would do to the region and also to the Edwards Aquifer. And you can call in with your questions and comments, 833-877-8255. Let's go to Tracy. And Tracy, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I appreciate you covering this very important topic and getting the word out. I just wanted to mention two things. One is that I did not hear mention of the magnitude of the amount of treated sewage / wastewater that will be dumped. It is potentially 1 million gallons a day. And also, from what I have read, Lennar has had problems in the past with malfunctions and therefore issues with untreated wastewater getting into water supplies. And not only will that affect the health of anyone using that water, but also could potentially lead to decline in home values in that area and the surrounding areas. So just wanted to make those two points.
Well, Tracy, thank you for calling in and raising those points. We appreciate that. So, Michael Phillips, 1 million gallons a day, is that a lot?
It's an average of 1 million gallons a day, in fact, and the permit allows for up to 4 million gallons a day. So an average of 1 million gallons a day up to 4 million gallons. So, yeah, that's a heck of a lot. And the caller is absolutely correct. It's not just Lennar. It's the type of wastewater treatment facility that's being proposed. The operators, they're just, you know, it's as good as they can be, right? They say, hey, you know, things happen. There are issues. The Helotes Creek Alliance tracks this very closely. And, you know, sorry, Texans, the water treatment facilities, the wastewater treatment facilities all over the area fail frequently. And there is human waste in our creeks and streams. So, you know, if you're tubing the Guadalupe, bad news. You know, the treatment facility upstream fails a lot. And there's a lot of human waste in that stream, that creek. So the caller's correct that wastewater gets into our streams, and it's bad news for the users of these of our waterways.
But they are following the law.
They are following the law, and TCEQ has protocols for checking on them. And the bad news is that TCEQ says, okay, you know, maybe we'll do annual checks. And some of these facilities get checked a couple times a year. Some of them almost never get checked. And when TCEQ finds out that these facilities are not following procedures correctly, TCEQ may or may not find them. And if they do find them, they have no power to enforce the fines. So these facilities may or may not pay these fines.
So when we talk about that, the central issue for many people who are not fortunate enough to live in Gray Forest and these other areas. But we live in other beautiful parts of San Antonio and Bexar County, and we draw our water, drinking water, from the saws. And that generally comes from the Edwards Aquifer, although not exclusively. If something happens to the Edwards Aquifer because of this, we're talking about almost 2 million people being impacted by that. It seems like the math is there. You know, we're jeopardizing 2 million people for the 3,000 homes.
That is correct. That is the insane math we are looking at. And that's what the group is, you know, running around and, you know, screaming about. You know, it's not in my backyard. It's not in my water faucet, right? And we're just trying to tell people, look, it's hitting us first, right? And maybe that's why we're screaming the loudest, but it's not hitting us last. It's hitting everybody in San Antonio. It's hitting everybody across the 13 counties that draw their water from the Edwards Aquifer. And it will, you know, if this project goes in, it's not going to be the next day. It's not going to be the next week, but that these contaminants will flow into the Edwards Aquifer, and we will be getting boil water notices for everybody who's drawn their water out of the Edwards until the county and the city can build water purification systems and all the different wells. I believe there are 16 or 17 different pumping stations that SAWS uses to pull water from the Edwards. They are not connected. So we're not going to have to build one water purification plant, water treatment plant, to pull water out of the Edwards. We're going to have to build 16.
So our rates will go up.
Oh, yes, your rates will go up.
Well, you can boil water all day long. That's not going to do anything with those PFAS.
Correct.
So
what you need, what everybody would need is distillers.
Yeah. Okay. So there's also the question about the potential increase in flash flooding in the area if this development is put in, right?
Also a concern, yes.
So talk about that. How does that work?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously flash flooding is very unpredictable. There are several low water crossings all along Scenic Loop and in Gray Forest. So, you know, obviously flash flooding is a topic of concern, of a special concern in Hill Country right now. We have had loss of life in the area in the last couple of decades. And it has
so if we want to get one of these Texas gully washers, starts dumping water in this area, and we have this development where we have impervious cover, so all that runoff's got to go somewhere.
Correct.
It's all being directed towards the Helotes Creek area. And so we're going to be seeing flash flood that way.
Absolutely.
So anyone downstream will probably have property damage.
Correct.
And loss of life.
Correct.
What about laws prohibiting or monitoring or restricting that type of stuff?
I am not an expert on that. So
This is Texas. We don't have any.
Well, that's my understanding.
Okay. So, but, you know, the concern is that we have people like at Bexar County commissioners who may have to vote on whether or not to allow this taxing entity to pay for the wastewater treatment plant?
Well, to pay for the entire infrastructure. So what Lennar is seeking is something called a public improvement district, or a PID. And this $138 million PID would be paid for through bonds that would be essentially there would be an extra tax on the homeowners who buy into the Wailoate. Bexar County would facilitate the bonds but not pay for them. And this $138 million PID would finance the entire infrastructure of the Wailoate Ranch development, which would include the wastewater treatment facility, the roads, curbs, lights, everything that goes within that property line.
All right, let's go to a caller, Susie. And Susie, you're on the air.
Hi, y'all. I'm a geologist, and I worked for the Edwards Aquifer Research and Data Center way back in the late 70s. And what I did is I would set dye traps, for one, and I also sampled the different areas within the aquifer system and spring weekly. And then we ran analyses on that water. What I know is that I climbed down into caves, because there's a cave in San Marcos called Ezel's Cave, where the water flows in directly, like a river, okay? If you have that kind of treatment system in the Edwards Aquifer, which has still not been fully mapped, we don't know where all that water goes. If you have a wastewater treatment system, which really does not clean the water, it filtrates for large particulates, then you will contaminate the Edwards Aquifer, because the aquifer, the limestone karst aquifer, they do not filter the water. You have full conduits as though you turned your tap water on and just washed it into the aquifer itself. There is no filtration in most parts of the aquifer. A karst aquifer is not the same as a sand aquifer, which is what most people think of when they think of aquifers, and they think of water being filtered through the ground before it hits their drinking water system. It will contaminate the Edwards Aquifer, hands down, no question.
And you're concerned about this, Susie? You think that, we need to take this seriously?
Absolutely. My goodness. And I don't really quite understand this. This is the only sole source aquifer in Texas. It actually should have more environmental protections than I'm seeing anymore, and that's through federal protections, and maybe they've been able to lift those protections somehow. The drinking water in San Antonio, not all of it, but a good bit of it, and in surrounding areas, is from the Edwards Aquifer. This contamination, you contaminate it with sewage, which, I mean, I'm sorry, where does embalming fluid go, okay? I mean, think about it, right? Everything, where does all the chemicals that we take into our bodies and then flush down the toilet? None of that gets cleaned out when you go through a sewage treatment plant. What they do is they filter the larger stuff, and then they chlorinate it, and right. They might use some other chemical treatment, but they're not treating that water. If you're going to treat water to that degree, you have to use a system like reverse osmosis or something like that.
And that's not in the plan. Susie, I got to let you go. Thank you so much for calling in and bringing that expert view to all of this. So, Michael Phillips, what's happening now in terms of, organizing, informing the public, exerting pressure on lawmakers, regulators to try to protect the region and the water?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So the Scenic Loop Pelotas Creek Alliance continues to try to educate the public. We are awaiting on the decision from the TCEQ, like I said. We're waiting on that for late August, early September. Right now, we are working on a letter writing campaign, an email campaign to the TCEQ. We certainly encourage folks to reach out to them. I have that information available. We're also writing to Governor Abbott, asking him to say, hey, turn down the TCEQ permit for the Wailoate Ranch wastewater treatment facility.
I want to say that we reached out to Lennar Holmes. We would allow them on the air if they ever want to come on to talk about this. They are following the law. They're following the procedures. They're doing everything legal-like, dotting the T's and crossing the I's, everything you got to do to get stuff passed in Texas. And so it's really up to people of Texas in order to fight for their land and their water. And so, Michael, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies. Tim Gutierrez is the show's producer. Additional production support from Steve Short, Ruben Garcia, Yvette Benavides, and Dan Katz, Vice President of News. The Source is made possible with support from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation. Support for this podcast of The Source comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company. They are committed to helping policyholders build strong and thriving businesses through their exceptional service. More at texasmutual.com/texansdeliver. Texas Mutual. Texans get it.